This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects at Yamunanagar in Haryana on the occasion of 134th birth anniversary of Chief Architect of Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Modi expressed pride in his government's commitment to advancing the vision of Baba Saheb Ambedkar. He highlighted Baba Saheb's belief that industrial development was a pathway to social justice.
भारत में औद्योगिकरण की दिशा में बाबा साहब ने देश के पहले उद्योग मंत्री डॉक्टर श्यामा प्रसाद मुखर्जी के साथ मिलकर काम किया था। औद्योगिकरण और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग के तालमेल को दीनबंधु चौधरी छोटू राम जी ने भी गांव की समृद्धि का आधार माना था। वो कहते थे गांवों में सच्ची समृद्धि तब आएगी जब किसान खेती के साथ साथ छोटे उद्योगों के माध्यम से भी अपनी आय बढ़ाएगा।
Highlighting the critical role of electricity in building a developed India, the Prime Minister emphasized on the government's multifaceted efforts to enhance power availability, including initiatives like One Nation, One Grid.
विकसित भारत के निर्माण में बिजली की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका होने वाली है और हमारी सरकार बिजली की उपलब्धता बढ़ाने के लिए चौतरफा काम कर रही है। चाहे वन नेशन वन ग्रिड हो, नए कोल पावर प्लांट हो, सोलर एनर्जी हो, न्यूक्लियर सेक्टर का विस्तार हो, हमारा प्रयास है कि देश में बिजली का उत्पादन बढ़े।
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of the new terminal building of the Maharaja Agrasen Airport at Hisar in Haryana, worth over 410 crore rupees, in line with his commitment to make air travel safe, affordable and accessible to all. He also flagged off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya on the occasion. The nation is remembering Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar on his birth anniversary today. Several functions are being held across the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes at Baba Saheb statue in Parliament House complex this morning. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, Leader of House in Rajya Sabha JP Nadda, Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament and the general public also paid tributes at Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar's statue. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is trying to make the justice system in the country people-centric and scientific. Addressing All India Forensic Science Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the government is working to ensure that those seeking justice get timely justice and also the satisfaction of getting justice. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary has called Choksi's arrest a very big achievement. In a major anti-drug operation, the Indian Coast Guard ICG, in coordination with the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad, seized over 300 kilograms of methamphetamine worth 1,800 crore rupees. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government is rooting out drug networks ruthlessly. Russia has expressed confidence in the rapid and consistent development of its friendly relations and expansion of ties with India as the two countries marked the 78th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations yesterday. In a message shared on social media platform on the occasion, the Russian Foreign Ministry expressed confidence in the continued growth of bilateral ties. And India wrapped up the campaign at the Archery World Cup Stage 1 with a creditable 4 medals, including a silver in the men's recurve team event and a bronze by rising star Dheeraj Bommadevara in the individual recurve category. In IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.